This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twice impeached and twice found not guilty, President Trump announced his third presidential run in 2024. He made the announcement during primetime Tuesday in Mar-a-Lago, Florida.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
With the goal of building a base on the south pole of the moon by 2030, Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has more on this morning's Artemis 1 launch.
NASA has successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket following a number of delays. The overnight launch from Kennedy Space Center marks the first step in returning Americans to the moon and eventually going all the way to Mars. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Elon Musk is scheduled to take the stand Wednesday in a shareholder lawsuit over his multi-billion dollar compensation package at Tesla. The trial that kicked off Monday in Delaware is expected to determine whether Mr. Musk had undue influence over a 2018 pay package that is worth around $52 billion at recent share prices. Deals were made at the G20 summit. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
The United States, Japan, and other allies signed a $20 billion deal on Tuesday at the G20 summit to benefit the country hosting the event. The goal of the agreement, called the Just Energy Transition Partnership, is to help Indonesia reduce emissions and transition away from fossil fuels to renewable energy. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
USA Radio News.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As the nation is planning Thanksgiving dinner, four families are planning their children's funerals instead. Four University of Idaho students, barely in their 20s, were found slain by a sharp object this week in Moscow, Idaho. The crimes have law enforcement mum on details. The bodies are now in Spokane County, Washington, with autopsies scheduled for today in hopes of finding clues in the case. It's like deja vu all over again. Looking into the senatorial race in Georgia, Tim Berg has more.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker will face off once again in Georgia's runoff elections next month. As new senators-elect are welcomed into the Capitol building this week, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Republicans hope they are not yet done welcoming in new colleagues.
I'm proud to welcome members of what will be the 118th Congress freshman class. I hope sincerely that each of our incoming colleagues will embrace the honor of this immense responsibility.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli claimed Tuesday New York thieves made off with at least $11 billion in taxpayer cash as jobless claims soared during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was also aided by loosening eligibility rules and an already crumbling state unemployment system. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about a new book from Aaron Cariotti that exposes the framework for a biomedical security state in the new abnormal. You heard it right, a biomedical security state. Aaron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, your book clarifies and brings to the forefront what was exposed during COVID. We have said repeatedly on this show, Aaron, that it's like the veil was pulled back and we were able to have a look-see at the Wizard of Oz here when it came to, the whole medical industry.
I think that's exactly right, Bill. COVID was a kind of unmasking, if you'll excuse the metaphor, in terms of allowing us to see what's been developing for about 20 years. As I explain in the book, The New Abnormal gets into the kind of two-decade history of what I call the biomedical security state, which is the melding together of three different things. First of all, an increasingly militarized public health apparatus. The second element is digital technologies of surveillance and control that allowed for things like vaccine passports, you know, having to show a QR code to get on a plane, get on a train, go to a restaurant, get back into your own country of origin, something that would have sounded insane in 2018, 2019, that I have to kind of verify a good behavior public health report that I've done what the authorities told me to do, including injecting myself with a vaccine utilizing entirely novel technology that's never been tested on human populations at large scale before. This would have seemed astonishing to us prior to this sort of psychological trauma of more than a year of lockdowns and social distancing and masking. And, you know, by 2021, I think we were willing to do just about anything to get our rights and freedoms and some semblance of a normal life back. So you have this militarized public health, you have these digital technologies that allow for very micro-level controls over populations. And all of that is backed up by the third element, which is the police powers of the state and the authority of both elected and unelected public health bureaucrats and politicians. And what I argue in The New Abnormal is that, in a sense, COVID was just the beginning. Even though many of these specific policies have been rolled back in recent months, that whole infrastructure, that apparatus that I just described, has been put in place, has been widely accepted, sad to say, by much of the population, and is just ready and waiting for the next declared crisis or the next declared public health emergency. And our sort of new model of governance entails precisely jumping from one declared emergency to the next in order to maintain emergency powers and maintain control over the population. And so the book is not just a retrospective on pandemic and what happened to us over the last 3 years, but The New Abnormal really tries to be forward-looking and ask, where is this going next? If
exactly.
You sort of wake up and realize what's going on.
Well, people argued after 9/11. I mean, look at it. This is almost the same infrastructure that
exactly.
happened after 9/11, right?
Exactly. That's right. And, you know, the war on terror worked for about 10 years, from about 2001 to roughly 2011. And then the national security and intelligence apparatus was looking for a new enemy, right, to feed the machine. And novel pathogens were a perfect way to do that because they're ever-present, they're invisible. You can never fully eradicate them, no matter how authoritarian your measures become and how stringent your surveillance becomes. And so that prepares the way for a kind of ongoing crisis. And that's what we see now. So the war on terror worked for a couple of decades, and now we've pivoted to the war on viruses or the war on pathogens.
Yes, exactly. And as you say, in the new normal, it's or new abnormal, abnormal, let's underscore that then and put it in bold type as big as you can fit on your computer screen or even on your wall here, because this is what it is. I mean, our constitutional rights have been abdicated. Our liberties have been cut short, and it's like it's never enough. I mean, in some cases, Dr. Cariotti, I got to tell you, I read, being a man of faith and reading, you know, a scripture, what I see happening is almost similar to what happened to the Jews when they were in Egypt. You know, they got so big that the controlling forces said, well, how can we do this? How can we constrain these people? And they found ways to limit their liberties, to enslave them. And this seems to be the dynamic we're entering into, that this new abnormal requires that we have less freedom and more enslavement.
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy. And, you know, the modern totalitarian threats need not involve concentration camps or enchaining people literally, as was done in ancient Egypt. They don't need to involve secret police or even mass surveillance, although that is certainly going to be a part of it. The central feature of all totalitarian systems, as was pointed out by the political theorist Eric Voegelin, who studied the 20th century totalitarians very deeply, he said, as bad as all those elements were, the central feature of totalitarian system is the prohibition of questions, the inability to challenge certain ideas. And we're seeing that in spades with the collusion between government and big tech to censor any information that would contradict their preferred COVID policies. We're seeing that with just the exclusion of people from public conversation if they don't hold the right ideas. So that, you know, people can be placed in a kind of moral ghetto or a digital ghetto, you could say, when it comes to communications, which does not necessarily require that you lock them up. And so I think it's important for folks to understand, because, you know, the idea that we may be moving toward more authoritarianism or totalitarianism or kind of something analogous to the Jewish enslavement by the Egyptians, well, that sounds overblown. You know, we just had elections yesterday. We're still a free and open society. Well, are you able to say what you think? Do you feel that you need to self-censor in public places? Are you able to challenge ideas, or are you told to just shut up and listen to the experts because you're not qualified to have a rational opinion about anything? These are very, very ominous signs that will undermine a free society every bit as much as, you know, outright dictatorial control that rules by violence or physical force.
Exactly. Well, look what's happening in California. I mean, you know, they've passed a law where they want to put pressure on doctors that you either conform. If you don't, your license is threatened, and they're going to come and get you. Only in California.
That's right.
It's amazing, right?
Well, I'm pleased to report a group of doctors, myself included, just...
I'll tell you what, let's do this. Dr. Cariotti, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Aaron Cariotti after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Dr. Aaron Cariotti, his new book that exposes a framework for a biomedical security state in the new book titled The New Abnormal. Dr. Cariotti, before we went to break, you started to mention about how the doctors are responding to this pressure from Governor Newsom in California to get these doctors to not ask questions, to, you know, buck buck up and conform with what the state has determined. I didn't realize that the state suddenly assumes some sort of medical, medical educational treatment, some higher ground. Right. But I guess they've self-appointed, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. No, what's happened is the state passed a law, Assembly Bill 2098, which empowers the medical board to discipline any physicians that contradict the government's preferred COVID public health policies. And the medical board itself is not necessarily populated by physicians. Half the members of the medical board are not physicians, but lawyers, and not people with medical expertise that can
wow.
make judgments on science. But in any case, in addition to that, and in addition to basically placing a gag order on physicians such that patients cannot trust that they're getting an honest answer from their doctor if they ask about COVID issues, this also violates the free speech rights of mm-hmm. physicians and the equal protection rights under the Constitution. So a group of physicians, myself included, filed a case in federal court recently. Hoag v. Newsom is the name of the case, if folks want to look it up. Challenging this on constitutional grounds, we just submitted a request for a preliminary injunction, which would halt the application of the law, you know, when it's set to go into effect January 1st, while the case is being tried in federal court. And we firmly believe that this law will not pass constitutional muster and that will eventually prevail. But it certainly has had a chilling effect already and sent a clear message to any doctors or scientists that want to challenge
exactly.
what the state believes to be true about the pandemic or pandemic policy or public health or medical recommendations.
Mm-hmm. That's so amazing, because when you look back over the past 2.5 years, what was their batting average in terms of getting it right and getting it wrong?
Right. Right. That's exactly right. And
right.
at what point in this whole thing should we have fixated the opinions of the California Department of Public Health and, you know, locked that in as the only truth about COVID? They got it wrong so many times that there's no reason to believe that they've figured everything out, you know, as
exactly.
of January 1st next year.
And we've got, not to mention, issues that are coming up, which we talked about early on, and I got to tell you, I was repeatedly canceled for this, because only in sharing the idea, I mean, the beauty of having 330 million people in this country is the cumulative intelligence of 330 million, I think far and exceeds anything that Dr. Fauci could possibly come up with. He's not all-knowing, but as this grand experiment, this laboratory that we have available to us, you had people around the country saying, hey, look, I haven't been vaccinated, I haven't gotten COVID, or, you know, my immune systems are strong. I personally speaking, I got COVID, and I stayed on top of it with my doctor and been running tests even as late as last month, and my immune T cell levels are still robust. And this is, we're talking 18 months later. Dr. Fauci claimed that immunity was only good for maybe 2-3 months. So who's right and who's wrong here?
That's exactly right. And, you know, by the way, the CDC recently endorsed your position. Finally, they caught up mm-hmm. with the science and said we shouldn't discriminate between vaccinated and unvaccinated for two reasons. The first is the one you just mentioned. Natural immunity after infection is robust and durable, and roughly 90% of Americans, vaccinated and unvaccinated alike, now have natural immunity from COVID. And the second reason is that the vaccines never stop infection or transmission. This was the basis for my lawsuit against the University of California's vaccine mandate, which I filed a year ago and which is still in the federal appellate court in the Ninth Circuit. So. A year ago, I was fired from my job. I'd spent 15 years as a professor at the School of Medicine and director of the medical ethics program at UCI. And when I challenged their vaccine mandate and, they refused to comply with the mandate, they fired me. So I was canceled for taking a position that the CDC now endorses and that is now widely regarded as sensible and sound based on the evidence.
Well, maybe what will happen for you is what's happening in New York, right? Where, you know, the court said, look, you got to rehire everybody, pay them back pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my hope. I hope that justice is done for all the people who were unjustly fired from their jobs. You know, I have a very sort of public case and am able to sort of prosecute the case in court, but there's tens of thousands, perhaps more, people that don't have a public voice, that don't have the ability to, you know, challenge their employer or challenge the state legally. And so I'm hoping my case will set a precedent for all those folks as well.
Exactly, exactly. And plus, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you is that we're finding out, again, what we said early on about the danger of the vaccine, what we didn't know, and that we're starting to find out. I mean, it's almost like what happened in the 50s with thalidomide. As you know, it first came in, it was going to help women dealing with nausea and that sort of thing. And years later, we started running into deformity, miscarriages, all other complications, and I think it took them 8 to 10 years to finally say, whoa, this, you know, maybe we should step away from this and not utilize
this
anymore. Well, and now we're having similar reactions and reports happening with these vaccines, you know, early termination of babies, miscarriages, and this sort of thing, and it's like deja vu one more time again.
No, that's correct. These vaccines were inadequately tested and rushed to market, in my view. And we're seeing not only a decline and lack of efficacy over time, but we're also seeing these very, very concerning safety signals that the public health establishment has been ignoring. But the evidence is now becoming so overwhelming that these are problematic for a significant number of people and causing harms for a significant number of people, that it will just be too hard to hide the bodies at a certain point. And, you know, we'll have to contend with reality. I like to say reality always bats in the bottom of the ninth inning. And,
yes.
You know, I think we're getting to the point where you can only cheat nature for so long. You can only cut corners on the scientific process.
But look at the damage.
Before nature bites back.
But the damage that's been done,
exactly.
And there's no recovery because the big pharma is protected, right?
Well, that's true. Big pharma is protected from liability, except in the case of fraud. And I think there's actually significant evidence emerging that big pharma knew about the safety issues.
Exactly. I think so. I think you're right.
We filed a FOIA request to get the Pfizer data from the clinical trials, and it's clear that in the first 3 months of the rollout, they had astonishing lists of side effects, not just myocarditis, but affecting all organ systems in the body. And that information was not made public. People were not given adequate informed consent when they got the vaccine. So if it can be established that Pfizer had clinically relevant information that it withheld from the public, and if the whistleblowers on their clinical trials data prevail in their cases and show that the data management was fraudulent, then that could open up the vaccine manufacturers to liability. But certainly we need reform at the federal level such that those companies are made liable for vaccines in the very same way they're made liable for their medications.
Exactly.
There's no reason that they should be protected for one product and not another. I mean, imagine if Toyota, you know, was liable for safety issues in their cars, except for their minivans, right? Nobody would buy their minivan.
It
wouldn't make any sense. You wouldn't trust.
Right. Exactly.
But that's the situation we've set up with vaccines, and it just it makes absolutely no sense.
Dr. Aaron Cariotti has been our guest. His book, The New Abnormal. Dr. Cariotti, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. The book is available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. I enjoyed it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign altogether.
Twice impeached and twice found not guilty, President Trump has announced his third presidential run in 2024. He made the announcement during primetime Tuesday in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Poland calls a missile strike that killed two of its citizens a dozen miles away from the border Russian-made missiles. President Biden says it's unlikely it was fired from Russia, leading to speculation that the rockets could have been Ukrainian anti-aircraft missiles that went astray. Elon Musk is scheduled to take the stand Wednesday in a shareholder lawsuit over his multi-billion dollar compensation package at Tesla. It's valued to be worth around $52 billion at recent share prices. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, we're going live to America's National World War II Museum. It's the first of its kind nighttime sound and light show called Expressions of America. And we're right in the front row here with this unveiling. The museum president and CEO, Stephen Watson, is with us to tell us all about this incredible, groundbreaking experience. Stephen, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be on. I appreciate your interest.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about this. Anything that has to do, my father was a World War II veteran, so anything that has to do with the World War II, and especially the museum, you've got me. You've got my full attention. This sounds really exciting, what you're unveiling here, this innovative addition to the museum that immerses visitors in written words, songs, and personal reflections of the everyday men and women who served our country every way imaginable during World War II, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really unique experience. So this is a nighttime outdoor sound and light show on an epic scale. This will actually project on the facades of the buildings on our campus, some of them 90 foot tall. So you'll be immersed in the music, the photos, the images, the footage, but really most importantly, the thoughts and feelings and words of the men and women of World War II. The real basis for this experience was sourced from letters and diaries and journals written by real people during the war. So it gives you, you know, a really personal and poignant view into how ordinary Americans really did extraordinary things. And it's done in this really big and epic and stunning sort of visual fashion. So we don't think anything like this has really been done anywhere. And we're just delighted to, you know, be able to finally bring this to the public.
Yeah, this is awesome. Expressions of America. I don't know how you're going to come away and not be touched and moved, as you say, by the stories. I mean, this comes from, you know, real life stories of the people that lived during this era.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, that has always been at the core of everything we do at the museum. I think what makes this a little bit different is we have done extensive work collecting oral histories over the last 20 years, and these are really important. But those are the reflections of people decades after the war. Expressions is using content that was written during the war. So there's a real tension and vulnerability to this material. Often, you know, someone's describing, you know, enlisting or being in combat or missing a loved one. And it really is just such a personal window into the thoughts and feelings of everyday Americans that it just draws you in a way that's emotional. It gives you a real sense of the different types of experiences. And when you pair this with the technology, we're just really excited about it.
Wow, this is cool. Now, when is this actually debuting, Stephen? Is it already available for people to see at the World War II Museum in New Orleans?
Yeah, well, fittingly, we debuted this on Veterans Day last week with a great group of 30 World War II veterans that were here to celebrate the opening. And this is a permanent attraction here at the museum in New Orleans, and we will be showing this 3 to 4 times per week, depending on the time of the year. And tickets, of course, are on sale already at our website, nationalww2museum.org.
Exactly. Now, is Gary Sinise, I mean, he hosted the event. Is he the consistent host? I mean, with something happening every night, or is this, we get to see him on video? How does this play out?
Yeah, so Gary, who has been a great friend to our museum and so many in the active military, veteran, and first responder community, we went to him with this idea a few years ago and asked him to serve as host. So you will virtually meet him every night. In fact, the opening scene of Expressions is he will walk onto our virtual stage and introduce the show, and he will thread together the different scenes throughout the experience to really bring it all together. So you will hear from him, you will see him, and this is just one of many things that he has done to support our museum and mission through his foundation over the last decade.
Right. And, of course, this is in cooperation with the Bob and Dolores Hope Foundation, which is fitting as well. Expressions of America, as you said, Stephen, is combining the latest outdoor projection technology with these wartime letters and oral histories. And this has been, years in the making, hasn't it?
It has. And, this experience wouldn't exist without the support of the Bob and Dolores Hope Foundation. We've had a great partnership with them for many years, and I was actually meeting with Linda Hope, Bob's daughter, and her team in New York about 5 years ago, and we were talking about Expressions, and they were talking about, you know, how to make sure that Bob Hope's legacy is known to future generations of Americans. And it was just a wonderful partnership. So You know, one of the people you will meet during Expressions of America is Bob Hope, not only performing in the Pacific, but also doing what he always did, which is going into the hospitals and making sure that the wounded were also given a little cheer and laughter as they were recovering from their injuries.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like all things that are showbiz, you have to warm the crowd up, right? So when they come to experience Expressions of America, I understand you got a little warm-up act for them too, right?
We do. So, you know, this is New Orleans after all, and this is nighttime, and so it is a full experience. You know, there will be food and beverage packages. We've created a great exhibit that really talks about the importance of mail as the primary method of communication. And we have our own live entertainment venue here on campus, the Stage Door Candine, and we've got a troupe of actors that will have a short live show that will really bring you back to the 1940s and give you a sense of what life was like. And then from there, you'll walk out onto our beautiful parade ground and the main show will begin. So we think this is going to become a destination in itself. The museum is already a destination for millions of people from across the country, but we just think this is going to add a new dimension to what a museum visit can mean.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it myself, and there's so much to experience there. If we can take a moment, Stephen, if you don't mind, update people on the World War II Museum of the United States.
So you know, we are the National World War II Museum right here in New Orleans. We are designated by an act of Congress as America's National World War II Museum. We have a large campus here, 6 acres, downtown New Orleans, just a few blocks from the French Quarter. We have exhibits that talk about the home front, the European theater, the Pacific Theater. We have an epic exhibition pavilion, the U.S. Freedom Pavilion, the Boeing Center. So we've got this really large and really amazing campus to tell this really big and important story. I mean, I think you could argue that World War II is the most important event in human history, certainly the 20th century. And our mission is to really help the visitor understand that from the American experience. You know, why did we fight it? How did we win it? And why should we care about that, you know, almost 80 years after the fighting was over? So, Bill, we'd love to see you here in New Orleans on our campus and all of those that are tuning in today, too.
Well, I'm definitely it's on my list, and probably in first quarter of next year, my travel schedule will open up in such a way, and I will make sure I call you, let you know that I'm going to be there. I just can't wait to see it for myself. I mean, the museum is recognized, I understand, as the number 8 attraction in the country, number 2 museum in TripAdvisor's Traveler Choice rankings for 2022. So this is an experience in and of itself, and of course, the beautiful addition of this new attraction, Expressions of America, is just going to add the cherry on top of the whole experience, isn't it?
I think that's beautifully said. Yes, we're very proud to be, you know, counted amongst some of the great museums in the country, in the world. I think that's a testament to our mission and the importance of this story. And I think that the quality of the exhibitions and really how we draw people in. We always say you learn with your head and your heart when you come to the National World War II Museum. It's a big story, but how we connect with people through the individual experiences of real Americans is, I think, being one of the reasons that our museum has resonated so powerfully with so many.
Well, it's been an honor to have this time with the museum president and CEO, Stephen Watson, to tell us about this new unveiling, Expressions of America. Stephen, where can they go for more information?
Our website has all of the details about the museum. It is national.ww2museum.org.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay Mark. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, The Chosen has completed filming of its third season in just this past September, and it's going to be distributed through Fathom Events, and beginning November the 18th, The Chosen will show at least 10 times per theater over 5 days with extended runs, possibly both domestically and in the UK, Ireland, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Tickets, by the way, they're on sale now, and for a complete list of theaters, you can visit The Chosen TV, should say thechosen.tv/3. With us right now is Laura Silva. She plays the role of Eden in The Chosen. And Laura, it's so good to be talking to you, and congratulations on the completion of the third season.
Thank you, Bill. Yes, we're very excited to be finished. It has been a long, challenging season, but we worked so hard and we're so excited for the world to see it.
Well, it has just been such an incredibly successful franchise, all supported by the viewers. This has been quite a revolution. And what have you had enjoyed? Something like 400 million downloads in the series already?
Yes. It's been viewed over 400 million times on our app. And that, you know, that doesn't include where you can find season one and two. It's on Amazon Prime and Peacock and soon Netflix and now theaters. I mean, we're blowing up, and it's been really mind blowing.
Well, Laura, let's rewind for just a moment and help our audience understand how you got here. Where did it all begin for you?
It all began. I was born in Brazil, and you know, I moved to America. My mom was hit with the American dream, and she came first without me, actually. And then when she was able to kind of have a stable place for me to come to and a job and everything, she then came back for me. And I grew up in South Florida with my father, who raised me, and my siblings as well. And you know, growing up, I didn't always know what I wanted to do and be, you know, when I grew up. I knew that I had a passion for dancing and putting on shows and performances in elementary school. But after that, I didn't pursue it, and I didn't think that it was something that I could actually do, until I graduated high school. I went into college, and I loved the sciences, so I wanted to go into nursing or something of the sort. But after 2 years, I really felt unhappy in this place, and I felt like something was missing. And I made the abrupt decision to quit. And that was devastating, because I fell into a deep depression and felt like a quitter and didn't know what I wanted to do. And And so then I one of my friends asked, like, what were you doing last when you felt truly happy? And I, you know, she gave me the encouraging words to just go for it. And I Googled acting classes near me. I was in my mid-20s. I found my home where I belonged and the people that I loved. And I decided that this was what I was going to pursue. I just didn't know how or if it was even going to happen until I honestly let Jesus into my life and, you know, to help guide me in this crazy industry at such a late like age, I think, as far as like getting started. And then he was there every step of the way, opened doors, closed some of those doors as well. And somehow full circle, I, got to know about The Chosen through a mutual friend who was working at the casting office, who was casting The Chosen. She was an actress as well, working on a faith-based film 3 years prior when I met her. And so she thought of me for the role of Mary Magdalene, and I submitted for it. I think our director had another character in mind for me. And then that's when I booked the role of Eden and for Simon Peter's life. And it's been life-changing.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of amazing, you know, when you thought, you know, you consider the power of God, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's just being available, right?
And absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. You're available and then you hang on.
Hang on. Yes, because it's not easy. The road is never easy. It's currently, I'm still, you know, struggling through it, bumpy roads and all. But I sometimes have to be reminded that God truly uses people who don't always feel qualified. And I'm, as I sit here, I'm like, how am I, you know, like some of the other actors have gone through extensive training and fancy acting schools. And I'm over here like, I'm just relying on my God given talent. And yes, I went to you know, some acting classes, but, it's for me, it's a spiritual connection. And how I'm able to, I guess, do what I do.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, too, playing the role of Simon Peter's wife and that character. How do you develop that character? Because there's not a lot in Scripture that says, you know, who she is, what she's all about. So this has been something that you, along with the writers in Dallas, have kind of developed in bringing this character to the screen as you have.
Right. When I think when Dallas wrote the role of Eden, I think he had in mind, I don't think he maybe knew it until he saw me.
Isn't that interesting, huh? No, that's perfect. It's because that was part of the theme of the first year, right? Until I saw him, right? That's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Yes, he saw me. I think, you know, he had a character, he had a role in mind, I think, you know, what kind of woman would have been married to Simon Peter? You know, Simon Peter is a little bit stubborn, and although he is Jesus's rock, like he can, you know, lose his temper and even his faith at times. And so having that strong woman of faith and, you know, being there as a supporting, I was almost, in a way, I was Simon's rock. So I, knowing what I knew about Simon, I was like able to then create and be who he needed me to be as a spouse. And that was a firm rock for him. And also I was able to really bring who I am, my experiences that I've had, how I would naturally react to a situation or, you know, in our marital issues that Simon and I had. Mm-hmm. And I just tried to stay authentic to who I am, to bring the story to life and do Eden justice by bringing myself. And that really was nerve-wracking because I didn't know, you know, if that would work, but I trusted that God, the talents that he gave me, and honestly praying to him to help me make the story come to life and tell the story of Eden, and that he just, you know, use me. And I think that's what got me to where I am.
Well, and here you are, quite interesting, because here you're married to Simon Peter, and now I understand you just got married yourself. And so you tell your real life husband, don't make me go Eden on you.
Exactly.
I'll show you.
She's got some sass, and that's naturally already in me. So he knows.
Yeah, of course. You're from Brazil. I mean, you got to have a little spice, you know, so
yes,
that's okay. Well, how much fun is that? Well, so
it's been great.
What has blessed you most about The Chosen?
What's blessed me most is that I'm a part of a show that's not just a great show that you see on TV, but the fact that it has been life-changing for people around the world and getting to tell the greatest story ever told that people have heard of or people have read about, but to see it come to life on screen and to show an authentic Jesus and these authentic human beings who encountered him has been just like, wow. That's special to not just get to do what I love, but to be a part of a, not just any show, but a show that's saving people's lives and people that, you know, when I meet fans and they give me these quick stories of how, where they were when they found The Chosen and where they are now and how they're diving deeper into their Bibles to find out what's been written on the show and what's been written in the Bible to see like what's been created and what's been told. And I think God, that's what God wants us to do, is use our imagination to fill in those gaps. And that's what the show is doing. And it's been incredible.
Well, and I like how you characterized the humanity aspect of The Chosen. You know, I had a chance to talk to Jonathan last year, and we stressed that aspect, and it's caused people, as you say, to go back into scripture and maybe read it a little bit differently as opposed to just going in word for word. It's like, okay, what is the Spirit telling me about this? And it develops that sense of humanity and something that we can all relate to more readily, right?
Absolutely. Yes. It's not only bringing it to life, but it's making making people really think about, you know, how they saw scripture before and how they read it before. It's a new, I think God is always doing a new thing, right? That was also a theme. Behold, you know, I'm doing a new thing, and he's always doing that. I think he's always, you know, we have to evolve as well and like really, open ourselves up to learning a different way and to seeing things in a different way through different perspectives as well, whether it's, you know, the women or which that has a huge, huge impact in season 3 as well. So yeah.
Yeah. We've got about a minute left here, Laura. And the theme of season 3 is, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a message, huh?
Yes. It's powerful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So for the viewers of season 3, we're all looking forward to it. What is your prayer that we would all receive out of this coming season?
My prayer for this season as people watch it is to truly, I think they're really going to be able to relate to not just themselves and seeing themselves in one of the characters, but also that we're open to listening and to hearing.
Well, Laura, congratulations on your role as Eden and The Chosen. We look forward to season 3. Again, congratulations. God bless. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid?